Z Family Novella. Written by Lynn Ray Harris. Performed by Aiden Snow. Chapter 1. As a member of the elite hostile operations team, Jake, Harley, Ryan expected that deadly assignments were a part of the deal. What he didn't expect was to be sent on a suicide mission. There were three men in the room besides him: Colonel John Mendez, the badass hot commander; Lieutenant Colonel Alex Bishop, the quieter but no less lethal deputy commander; and Declan McKenzie, the legendary founder and leader of McKenzie Security, a firm with government contracts and operatives around the world. That a private contractor was here in the hot command center didn't surprise Jake. That a private contractor was here to request his help did.
"You want me to go back to Georgia and pretend the last 7 years didn't happen? Just waltz up to the clubhouse and act like nothing's changed?"
He cocked his head as he stared at the three men.
"What makes you think the brothers will take me back? It's more likely they'll kill me on sight."
Declan McKenzie exchanged a look with Mendez. Then he shoved himself off the table he'd been leaning against and reached for a folder. He took out a sheet of paper and handed it to Jake.
"They might kill you, sure," Declan said. "But I think you're smart enough to not let that happen. And the colonel here is smart enough to make sure you get sent home under less than honorable circumstances so everything looks legit. Play your cards right, and they'll take you back."
Jake glanced at the paper in his hand, and his gut twisted. Judge Harold Mason, aged 64, widely believed to be on the short list for a Supreme Court seat, lay in a coma in an Atlanta hospital after a single car crash. His wife had died. There was a picture of the accident scene. It wasn't pretty.
"That's the judge who offered you a choice, right?" Declan asked.
"Prison or the military?"
"Yeah."
It was more complicated than that, though. Judge Mason was responsible for who Jake had become and who he hadn't become. Jake had been young and angry when he'd faced the judge. Hell, he'd even been stupid. But his court-appointed attorney had not. Jake had barely been 18, and he'd figured going down with the Brothers of Sin was simply a rite of passage. He'd still been a recruit at that point, but he'd have done anything to belong to that group of badasses and earn the right to be a full-fledged brother. His attorney, along with the judge, had convinced him otherwise. Jake still didn't quite know how. And here he was. An elite soldier, the best of the best, a man who could face overwhelming odds and win every time. Who stared death in the face and fucking laughed at it.
"He's still in danger," Declan said. "Unless we can get Brandon Cox and the brothers on murder charges for Mrs. Mason and attempted charges for the judge."
Jake set the paper down.
"Look, I'd do anything for Judge Mason. He saved my life. But I wasn't a witness to the crime. How can I possibly do anything to prove the brothers had a hand in it?"
"You can't. But there's a woman who can." Another piece of paper was thrust into Jake's hand. A woman's face stared back at him. She wasn't smiling. She had a faraway look that spoke of sadness and determination. She was climbing from a car, her long legs bared as her skirt rode up. She had long, dark hair and blue eyes. She also had a wealth of tattoos, all in shades of black and gray, on her arms and legs, across her collarbone, over her belly where the cropped top she wore exposed the skin. There were words on her thighs. It wasn't ugly, though. On her, it was beautiful. As if she were made to wear ink. He shook himself.
"Then why aren't you talking to her? Why ask me?"